Yeah, baby.
We have covered a lot of ground today. Jennifer's been very busy on the phone. The phone lines were lit during the entire show. It's why we come together with you every Saturday morning to melt away your anxiety, to give you a break from the just barrage of news that can pile up on your heart and your head all week long. We like to say the only thing contagious here at Rosie on the House is courage, knowledge, and humor. It's what we try and bring you. Now, the most asked question of the week.
Yeah, so this week it was basically drywall tips. How do I do drywall myself? We were laughing about it off air. My immediate response was, don't call a professional, because when you're trying to hang 12-foot-long sheets of drywall on a ceiling, you're going to question your life choices. So call Rick Thompson over at Thompson's Drywall. Call, you know, give him a call before you start.
And he doesn't even particularly like to hang it.
No, we like to tease Rick that once you get to about 6 sheets of drywall, he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Then he calls a hanger.
He does. He calls someone else.
But boy, when it comes to taping and texturing, he's the wizard.
If you need a drywall patch done to match, I mean, how many bad drywall patches have we all seen? I mean, Rick, we like to tease him that he, you know, we'll call him different things, Michelangelo.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, of drywall, it's practically an art,
he's got it dialed down.
He does.
For sure.
He's been doing it a long time. He's good at it.
You know, my biggest fear about answering this question, how do I hang sheetrock myself, is if we give them the answer, you know what our most frequently asked question is going to be next week?
A good back surgeon?
Yeah. Okay, Rosie, now that you taught me how to hang sheetrock, who's your favorite chiropractor?
Yes. Don, our production manager, and I had to do some significant sheetrock a couple projects ago, and by the end of it, we were both muttering to ourselves that we'd never get ourselves in that situation again.
You know, your arms are 3 inches longer from carrying the rock. Mm-hmm. When I learned how to sheetrock, I won't mention the man's name. God bless him. He thought you were not a real man unless you could hang 12-foot sheets of 5/8 lids by yourself. Do you know how many sheets of 5/8, 12-foot sheetrock I busted over the top of my head before I got one to stay up?
I'm guessing more than a couple.
I think the only reason he finally decided to help me is because he was shucking the drywall in,
and he had to keep bringing more sheets.
He had to keep bringing sheets in, so he said, okay, I'll give up. Okay, you're a man, you're half a man, but I'll be the real man, and I'll hang these sheets. But I tell you what, if you really want to test your manhood, there is a way to do it: hanging 5/8 lids 8 foot high by yourself. And we weren't using one of those little cheater lifts. You had to do it all on flat backs, 2x8 boards, and grunt is miserable. The most tired I've ever been is when me and my church took 60 men to New Orleans after Katrina, and we were rebuilding a crisis pregnancy center. And you know what job my pastor gave to me?
Sheetrock. He didn't like you very much.
And God bless those guys. I taught them how to hang, and I said, "Now I'll just bring the sheetrock in, and this is how you." All I did for 3 days was carry 12 feet sheetrock from the driveway to inside the house. I didn't know if I'd live. It was unbelievable. Okay, so there's Rosie's pity story. Listen, I hope we gave y'all something to take away with this week. One thing to take away is thank the good Lord for 115 degrees, or Arizona would have 20 million people. Mm-hmm. That's just one thing. Consider mini splits.
Yep.
Consider your garage as a great overflow area, a garage conversion, or removing that load-bearing wall. If you'd like to consider any of these things, go to rosieonthehouse.com and find one of our contractors in your neighborhood.